Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Luke 9:51.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Luke 9:51. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Christ's death wasn't God's backup plan. Our sin did not force his hand. It's not like he created us, expecting us to respond to him with faithful love, and was caught off guard the moment Adam and Eve, our ancestors, sinned. God wasn't like, uh-oh, now what? I guess I'm going to have to send my son to die on their behalf. No. Scripture tells us God is all-knowing and beyond time, able to see the past, the present, and the future throughout eternity at each moment. Numerous Bible passages verify this, including every prophecy made and kept. This also means God knew beforehand, the moment he formed Adam from the dust and breathed life into his lungs, that he was simultaneously kicking things into motion that would ultimately lead to his son's death. And this is true for Jesus as well, who co-created with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. The moment he spoke our world into existence, the moment he fashioned the first man and woman to live on his very good earth, he knew he was moving one step closer to his death. And yet God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit created humanity, including you and I, anyway, in love. And then he orchestrated all of history to reveal the promise of his coming Messiah and to move toward Christ's horrific, cruel, and shameful death year after year, century after century, millennia after millennia. We know from the Psalms that many of God's children felt as if the Messiah, our source of redemption, as if Jesus Christ would never come. They felt as if they had waited forever. And they had indeed waited a long time, their entire lifetime and beyond. God's eternal timeline accelerated, however, once Christ was born, and then it accelerated even more quickly once he launched his public ministry. With every interaction, healing and miracle performed, and every disciple trained, our Lord focused unswervingly on the cross and beyond to the day when he would conquer the power of sin and ransom the weak, the rebellious, and the deceived from the devil's grip. In John chapter 10, Jesus contrasted the life enslaved to sin, ruled by the one set out to steal, kill, and destroy everything that is good, everything that is hopeful and true. He contrasted that with the filled to overflowing, beyond expectations life that he promised and that he would soon secure, adding in verse 10, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again." And he was speaking of his life, saying that he had the power to lay down his life for us, and then he had the power to take it up again. So in other words, he loved us so much and so longed to see us experience all the gifts and freedom available through grace that he chose to die. He chose to carry his cross upon his bloodied back, to let the people he created to drive nails into his hands and his feet. And he did that for you and I. Here's a beautiful truth. If Christ has the power over his life and death, to give his life and then to take it up again, which we know he does, then we can trust that he holds our lives secure as well. He was determined, or as some translations state, resolutely set out for Jerusalem. In the original Greek, the author wrote that he, quote, set his face to go to Jerusalem, which is a Semitic idiom that means to pursue something with unwavering resolve. But notice the phrase prior, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven. This was maybe 6 months before the dark and painful days surrounding his crucifixion. And here, the Bible focuses not on the suffering servant prophesied by Isaiah, although Jesus was indeed that. But the Bible, which is God's holy word to you and I, focused on the hope of heaven. Jesus is our hope of heaven, our Prince of Peace, and evidence of God's faithfulness and ability to redeem and to save. Scripture calls his resurrection the first fruits, which means he who goes before us and promises a glorious harvest of souls ahead. Life can feel really hard and dark sometimes, can't it? But the darker life feels, the more important it is that we hold tight to the hope ahead, that we fix our eyes on Jesus, the one who died, who left to prepare a place for us, and who will one day return to take us home. He is the one who resolutely fixed his gaze on the cross, and who resolutely fixes his gaze on you and I as well. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful for your grace. We are so thankful for your steadfast, unending, powerful, faithful love. Thank you for choosing to come to earth, to take on flesh, to take our sins upon yourself, and to die in our place. And thank you for rising again. You have the power over life and death, and we give you full power over our lives as well. We trust you with our lives, Lord. Strengthen our faith, strengthen our trust, so that that can indeed be true each day. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we praise you, and we surrender our hearts to you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.